USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning, delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday, said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
As Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday said, the federal government could default on our debt as early as next month if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The Democrats, with their partisan $3.5 trillion spending package, want to continue spending. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell shares his views regarding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to the Rotary Club in Paducah, Kentucky on Wednesday. He explains how West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who are resisting the bill, are on his mind.
I pray for them every night. I wish them well. We give them lots of love. There's not a single member of my party in the House or Senate going to vote for this monstrosity. It is wildly inappropriate for our country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As the nation reflects 20 years since America was attacked on 9/11, tributes will be displayed throughout our nation this weekend. A Philadelphia police officer and U.S. Army veteran with artistic skills is sharing his tribute with Fox News. Johnny Castro was commissioned by Brothers Before Others.
I've been painting these portraits for about 5.5 years now, and I've painted over 1,000 of them total. The nonprofit organization Brothers Before Others, they reached out and commissioned me to do this. The founder, Michael Burke, along with the PBA, New York Police Department's PBA. So they, about 3.5 months ago, I got started painting each one of these officers in their dress uniforms with all their medals, their ribbons. It took me about 3.5 months and 170 hours in total to complete these. These officers needed to be remembered. They needed to be honored, and the mission went on. I'm actually in the process of painting all 13 of those service members from that incident in Afghanistan as well. So it is, it's always on my mind. The family members loved it. They were overjoyed. It's been 20 years, so they're just very happy that their loved ones weren't forgotten and will not be forgotten. It's a very special day to me. It's one of the reasons why I chose the path of service. First, to join the Army as a combat veteran in Iraq, as well as a law enforcement officer. So this has profound meaning to me.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.